Adele, she loves food as much as you love food.
Is that possible?
I think she loves food more than you love food.
Really? Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because one of the things that she was talking about when she lost all her weight, it was really because she was stressed out and she was just exercising to deal with anxiety. And she said she was probably eating more than she's ever eaten in her whole life.
Yeah, I guarantee to lose her weight, all she did was exercise. She didn't not eat, because she loves to eat.
That's right.
So what they did is they put Adele in a cafe and put a blindfold on her and said, we're going to put regular English foods in front of you and you have to guess what each one is.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she has the blindfold on, which I guess you girls with those eyelashes, the thing is not good.
Because it's tough to have a blindfold on because the eyelashes protrude so far out. Yes.
Yeah. So she loses eyelashes the whole time she's doing this bit. But they put different things in front of her and she has to guess what they are. And she gets very excited about a couple of different ones. And she just starts eating it. So
thing on.
Now she's going to try these.
I'm feeling like I'm in the next 50 Shades of Grey movie with this on.
First one is pickled eggs.
What the Okay. All right, so she's touching it and smelling it.
It's a cut up pickled egg, this bit, isn't it? Oh.
It's a cut up pickled egg, she says. So she nailed it. Yeah.
I don't love a pickled egg. I used to work at the Rivoli Cafe in Tottenham. And so it started off where I'd just be like,
they call it a cafe, when a cafe, I love that.
A year later,
freaking good she looks,
I was making
by
some
way.
Of those breakfasts.
She's always been beautiful.
And you got £25 for the whole day.
God, look at her now.
I'm not a fan of a pickled egg, but it's nowhere near as bad.
I used to say I liked her.
And jelly deal is little chocolate.
When she first came out.
Which is probably just boiled, actually, now I think about it.
Oh my God, she looks good.
In it at all. One of my nans.
It's kind of got a Brooke Shields look to her now.
Oh, she does look like Brooke Shields now. You're right.
All right, so cockles.
I don't even know what cockles are. What part of the body is that? Is that
cockles? I can tell already.
Oh, she smelled it. She knew it was cockles. And she's eating it. Wow, she got it. That's impressive.
Last time I had cockles must have been, I was definitely under 10. We used to go to school sometime, down to the beach.
She hasn't had that since she was under 10 years old. And
when's the last time you had cockles?
They were yummy and very nostalgic.
I had one this morning.
Okay, this is kippers.
I had some this morning.
I think this is a fish.
Smoked mackerel.
She got it. Wow, she's so good at
this. That reminds me of my mom.
So she's going to try to figure out pork pie.
Sniffing it.
Pork pie?
Pork pie. She already said it before she even ate it.
Pork pie.
Pork pie.
Please be right, because I got the other one wrong. Hey! Might have just pulled off a lash.
Yeah, see, the lashes came off.
This. It's very buttery pastry. I
want to start a movement to stop it with the lashes. Ladies,
because
I hated it. Look, I can't stand it.
My favorite British dish would be a Sunday roast.
Oh, I think she looks gorgeous with the lashes.
No, I don't like the lashes. Stop it. Stop it with that.
But it's dramatic, and she's dramatic. You know, she has big eyes and big cheeks and big lips. You can't have big lips and big cheeks and not have big eyes.
Perry sprinkles on my fries as well. On my fries, my chips. Oh, are you going to give me a chip butty? I'd love that.
Okay, so now this is a full English breakfast.
Bangers and mash, what is that? I don't normally fill my food up, by the way. Is this a fry-up? It's a fry-up. Oh, bacon!
She's excited. It's a fry-up.
British bacon!
See? She gets excited about
how excited she gets.
It's the perfect hangover cure, which obviously I'm always hungover. Okay, well, on the plate, we've got two fried eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... What's that? It was fried
baked beans.
Two bits of bacon, two grilled tomatoes, three black pudding. You lot are mean for giving me that. I don't like it. That's the congealed sausage.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well, see, this might be
controversial. You don't want to know what that is.
I like the sauce on my beans. Just like a little dabble. Heinz ketchup.
Some of it looks good. I don't know about
that. Sometimes in the cafe they put this horrible other brand. I can't remember what it was called, and it was so vinegary. I used to hate it. That's why I actually started. I still do. I carry
English food's pretty terrible. To be honest with you,
I've never had something and went, "Oh, this is great."
Right. What's next?
Well, fish. Yeah, this.
Okay, fish and chips.
Is that a jacket potato?
You got to know what this is.
Not a jacket potato.
Oh, mushy pea.
Mashy peas. Yep.
Fish and chips. I look like a right.
She knows what
but
that is.
I normally
is.
Had a battered sausage.
Well, who doesn't know fish and chips? That, you can nail that so one.
I won't.
I don't know what this is.
That's a proper pudding.
No, it's so spotted dick.
It tastes
yeah,
a bit
it's
like
spotted dick
pudding. So that must be a fruitcake. Oh, I don't want to get it wrong. Is it fruitcake? Is that what is that? Hey, spotted dick, saucy.
You wouldn't put a fork in food and eat it and try to guess what it is, because you might
not
explode.
In a million years. No, because I also might eat meat and I don't eat meat. I don't want them just giving me anything. You know, they have to give me things within a certain parameter. I eat like five things. Mm-hmm. So put five things in front of me and
so
let me tell
like,
you what they are.
Salmon, lettuce, pancake, French
right.
toast. That's all I can have.
Right. Done.
Got to be one of those.
Chocolate. It's one of those. It's one of those five things. That's it. Yeah, she's bolder than I am. It's impressive. It's impressive that she's sitting there willing to eat anything. She's like that, though. She's a gamer. You know, she's interested in like she's game for anything. I love that about her.